Mail sack for dirt. Would you rather Ducks win 3 national titles in a row, something the Huskies could never do, or you get an all-access pass to the Masters, all paid for, go anywhere, do anything short of actually playing in the tournament?
So you get to play in a practice round.
I think he's saying anything short of actually playing.
No, but like a pre-Masters tournament.
They don't do practice rounds at the Masters. They don't do that. They can walk a practice round.
What if you get to play the day after the Masters?
They don't have a media day at
There's no pro-am there.
What if it's the day after?
See, if that's the caveat.
You won the media lottery?
If you add that caveat.
Yes. I add it in there.
Then I would probably take that.
Over your team winning 3?
To have the chance to play Augusta National, yes. I would take that. But if it's just for an all-access, like, paid-for trip.
I could have swore you said you'd sacrifice your child to have 1, and you're getting 3 now.
I don't think I would kill my kid for a national championship.
That's good to know there's a line
there. I don't quite go that far. But yeah, like an experience for me playing Augusta, I would take that over it. But I've already had a pretty cool experience at the Masters, so if I don't get to play the course, it's not even close. It's Oregon winning 3 straight titles.
I mean, win one.
They did last year. Mail sack question, greatest monologue in movie history. I contend that it was Indianapolis speech from Jaws, while my friend insisted on the closing diner scene from Pulp Fiction.
Damn.
Greatest monologue in movie history.
Damn, that's a great question.
Me asking, are all of Sprague's picks April Fools to listeners every Friday?
I don't know.
I also love how Swag inserted a fake fan there when he's jumped fandoms of multiple teams.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Really? Greatest monologue in movie history.
Bluto Batarski when the Germans bomb Pearl Harbor.
Thought it was over. It ain't over.
It ain't over.
Dude, I got to think about this, man. Over. This is not an easy answer. Movie history?
Movie history. Greatest monologue.
Go to the next question. I need time to think.
You need more time on that one?
Well, you guys haven't answered it at all.
I just had to answer the last one, and I got ridiculed for my answer, so I'm sitting this one out.
It was a Duck National Championship question. Yeah. Who else was to answer that?
I mean, it was literally for me. Mail sack question. Who is your favorite athlete all time that either goes by one name or 3 names? Example, Ichiro, Ken Griffey Jr., Neymar, etc.
These are good questions today.
Yeah, that's a hard one. To think of 3 names off the top of your head, that's a hard one. Your favorite one-name athlete? That's a little bit easier.
I mean,
Gladiator's getting texted in.
Jordan, LeBron, Kobe. There's 3. That's easy.
Yeah, which one's your favorite? Who's your favorite one-name athlete? Pelé?
Pelé.
It is Pelé. I have to admit, I was wrong on that, even though everybody does say Pelé. It is Pelé. I was really upset by that when I found that out.
Yeah.
Broadcast, Pelé. I'm like, oh, damn it. The Brits are saying it means it's true.
Can I go 3? I'll go 3 name athlete, Ruben Boomshay Boomshay. How's that for you?
Well, it's hyphenated 3 or
that
is it
counts.
Just 2?
I think it counts.
I think
counts.
It's 2. Because it's a hype. Well, why?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm final answer stealing from a listener. People will come, Ray, Field the Dreams.
Yeah,
that's it. That's answer. Final
the tone,
answer.
The delivery.
There's my answer.
The pacing.
Best. My favorite 3 name is Billy Ray Bates.
Billy Ray Bates.
Yeah, I got. He is one of your favorite Blazes of all time.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody said you could do 6 hot dogs in a thermos with boiled water. That's not a bad idea. You got a big thermos?
I think I'm going to figure this out.
You got a big thermos?
I just put it on my big gay planner for the day.
Okay.
Tuesday.
Figure out your hot dog plans.
Figure out how to cook.
Remember
hot
when I did the hot
properly.
Dog straw a couple years ago? Remember I drank beer out of the hot dog straw?
Somebody said this was you at a baseball game and it was you drinking beer out of a hot dog straw.
I lived up to that one. I did that one.
Disgusting.
There was video of that.
I'd do that with a Diet Coke.
Hot dog straw with a Diet Coke?
Yeah.
I feel like the hot dog would disintegrate on the first sip.
Really?
Just fall apart.
Just disappear.
What happened to it?
What's
I don't know.
In that? I don't know, but my stomach processes it okay.
The Diet Coke just ate the hot dog for
Dude,
me.
I got to be honest. This movie.
Independence Day is getting texted
in. Yeah, the presidential speech.
Jack Nicholson and A Few Good Men. Tiger for one word. I mean, Tiger is hard to beat for a one-name athlete.
One-name athlete, yeah.
Tiger is just, it's Tiger.
It's name.
It's Tiger. What's not to like?
Is it bigger than Jordan?
Ooh, what's
Ali?
The bigger?
Who's the biggest one-name athlete? I know people hate him, but like LeBron's name is... You know there's another guy they found named LeBron James?
They found another one?
Somebody named their kid, their last name's James, so they named him LeBron. His favorite athlete is Bronny.
That poor bastard. It's your name. That's the famous ESPN commercial with the guy named Michael Jordan. When he gets the packages delivered, the guy's all excited. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm Michael Jordan. That's me. That's my name.
I'm going to go through a list because I don't know which one gets me to feel the most.
I said, I live in Gladstone. I got small hot dog rollers if you come and get them. Go pick up a hot dog roller. Well, we're a little against it. We'll get Sprague's answer, hopefully, on the movie monologue at the other side of the break.
What is the biggest one-name athlete? That is a tough one.
That's very tough. Jordan probably would still be my answer.
Over Ali?
Slightly.
Over Tiger?
Slightly. Not by much, but slightly. I'd give the slight nod to Jordan. Would be my slight nod.
You agree, Swag? Is it Jordan?
Now, internationally, you probably go soccer player.
Messi.
Ronaldo.
Messi. Yeah.
Ronaldinho.
I think it's Messi.
Messi, probably pretty big. Yeah. Pretty big name.
Internationally. But he can go to a Publix in Florida and nobody cares.
That he can. Welcome to America, buddy.
How many athletes can do that? Go to a place anywhere in the world and nobody cares.
Walk into a grocery store.
It's weird because I agree it's messy, but if LeBron goes anywhere in France.
Can't do it.
He's LeBron James.
Because he stands out like a sore thumb. He's not 5'2".
6'9".
Even I would look at Messi and be like, ah, that guy's tiny. Who the hell is he? Is he a jockey or something?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, let's get to